Hello and welcome to class 4 in module 3 of Slow Down and Tune In, which is your final class in this course. Welcome to the end of our beautiful journey together. Today's class is a reflection class for you. You'll be getting a reflection workbook that will support you to look back over module 3 and really integrate what you've begun to learn and practice and experience and awaken in yourself over the past 3 or 4 weeks of doing that module. And I hope it's been a beautiful module for you. I hope it's really supported you to come into deeper connection with some other energies in your life, the energy of your intuition, the energy of your heart and of love, and the energy of the universe and all the support that is around you. So let's dive into your final workbook now. So, as you know, you've gone through a couple of these reflection weeks and workbooks, and you can be using this to reflect on module 3, but also feel free to reflect over the whole course. But this particular workbook today is about module 3. And similarly to how I ask you in all of these classes, you know, what has been the most significant learning or discovery you've made through module 3? I'd really love to hear what has clarified for you, what has awakened for you, what you've become aware of through this module. I know some of you may be a little bit behind on working through the module, and that's totally fine, but I think it's one to be savored. I think really savoring the messages in this particular module is important. You want to embody them, you really want to sink deep into them, so take your time with them if you need to. And is there an inner shift you felt within yourself? Have you felt a shift around your heart energy? Have you felt a shift around your connection to your intuition? Have you felt a shift in being able to surrender a little bit and come into more flow and more ease and drop some of those patterns of control? And what's one change that you've made that you're most proud of? It could be the tiniest, teensiest change. What's one change that you've made, perhaps to start to let your heart or your inner guidance guide your life a little bit more, or perhaps to be able to live in deeper connection with those energies? Are there any new habits, rituals, or practices that you've started implementing? Anything that's really helped you feel more in tune with yourself through module 3? And what shifts have these created for you? You know, I think what I've been asking you to do at each of these check-in points throughout the course is just look at what are the practices that you're working with. Are there any new ones that you've been bringing in based on what I've been sharing with you in each of the videos? And I want you to be reflecting on whether they're working for you. That's what I get you to do through the workbook is, okay, maybe I tried this new practice. Have I experienced a shift? Has it worked for me? Do I feel different as a result? So these are the opportunities to look back over what has been working. And I ask you here in terms of, you know, what habits, rituals, or practices feel most important to continue implementing. You might even really think, what's most important now beyond this course? What really do you want to continue working with and you want to make sure it doesn't drop off because it's been such a supportive practice for you that you've picked up through doing this program? Are there any principles from this module or even from the whole course, it's totally okay, that you have been wanting to implement but that you haven't yet started? So what has been stopping you or holding you back from implementing those? And if you wanted to work on one this week, one practice to take on board to wrap up this course, something new to bring on, or, you know, maybe it's about setting some intentions around what it's going to look like to move forward from this course. Maybe that's more important at the moment. Perhaps this week for you is just about wrapping up the journey, catching up on some work, some of the coursework, some of the videos, some of the group coaching calls, whatever it is. There's no right or wrong way to move through this. I know I've said it the whole time, but it is true. So however you feel to use this final week is more than fine. And I want you to look at each of the 3 classes that we covered. What's one way that you've been healing, opening, and awakening your heart? What practices from week 9 most helped you with that from our class on heart energy? What's one way you've become more in tune with your intuition? What practices or principles from our week 10 class really helped you with that? And what's one way you've been practicing surrender and trust? And what principles from week 11 have been most helping you? I know that's a big class, and I think that will be a class that you'll probably continue to revisit over and over. It's a very valuable one, those set of teachings, and they're not easy to practice. They require a lot of ongoing work, so continue revisiting that. Reflect on how you approached module 3, what worked for you and really helped you gain the most from it. And then reflect over your entire slow down and tune in journey. What have been the biggest shifts, learnings, or changes that you've experienced? Really think about, where were you when we started this course? I feel like a lot shifted in me through leading this round of the course. What has changed? What has shifted? How are you feeling? What inner work have you done? What have you practiced and applied? Really give yourself a chance to think about it. Maybe reread over your initial pre-work intention workbook. See what space you're in now. See what's changed in you. And then just write out your areas of focus for this week. And look, it might be catching up on some of the coursework. It might be giving yourself a breather. What is it that you would like to be doing and focusing on and implementing this week? I know that, I've been watching in the Facebook community some of the different things that you've shared. And one of the themes that I heard, which I really loved, was that a lot of you were saying, I would rather fall a bit behind on the course because I'm allowing myself to move more slowly through this course and integrate everything and really digest everything and really savor everything. And I've said to several of you when you've made these comments that that's so beautiful and perfect because you're living and practicing the principles of this course. You're listening to that part of you that's saying, no, you need to stay on top of this, move faster, rush through it, squeeze it in. You're like, no. I'm committed now to this, to savoring things a little bit more, to being more mindful and present and to listening to what feels right to me and choosing that over that fear-based voice that's trying to get me to rush through everything. So I want to honor you for that, for really trusting yourself. That is trust in you, yeah? That's trusting yourself, even though the voice in your mind or what you other expectations you had on yourself are different. So look, however this course has unfolded for you, however you've approached it, whatever you've experienced from it, just trust that it was what you were meant to experience in this time. You will have these resources forever. I'm not taking them away from you. So you can continue to rework through them, revisit workbooks at different times, revisit certain classes at different times based on what's going on for you. It's lifelong work. It really is lifelong work. We, as I've said to you, we have been shifting into a different way of living, a different state of being that you can be embodying, a different way that you can be approaching everything and thinking about everything. It's not small work, doesn't happen in 3 months. It happens with continual ongoing practice. So maybe, seeing we're at the end of the year, at the time of this course, really think about what you would want for the year ahead. How would you like to be bringing the principles of this course into the year ahead for you? What would it look like to be living next year with the, embodying some of these principles within yourself? Have a think about that, reflect on that. And I hope that this course has really supported you. I hope that it really has. I hope that what I've shared has been able to be guiding and inspiring and practical and relatable and supportive and has opened your mind and opened your heart and allowed you to feel differently, to find different, perhaps a greater sense of peace or ease or flow or even just self-awareness and self-connection. Thank you for sharing the journey with me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming on this journey. Thank you for making it through to this last video if you're watching it and watching all the previous videos and listening to me talk at you for hours on end. But I know with these types of courses, it's not always easy to stay on track. It's not always easy to make it to the end. And the inner work that I teach in this course is not easy to work through. It's not easy to face. So I just want to honor you for your willingness and commitment to be here and to show up for yourself and to commit to this work and to make time for you. It's a form of self-love and self-care. And it really means the world to me that you trusted me enough for me to be your guide and mentor through this journey. So thank you for being here with me. Thank you for sharing the journey. We'll continue to connect in our Facebook group. I'm sending you lots of love for everything that lay ahead for you from this course. And please do continue to use this as a resource over and over again, as many times as you need. I hope that our paths cross again soon. I hope that we get to connect in another way again soon. And I wish you, lots of love and light and success and abundance and joy and peace as you move forward in your life from here. Thank you again for sharing this journey with me, and I hope that I get to connect with you again soon. Bye.